All right, let's try it again. We got Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsboro, here on the line once again. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Well, glad to, Aaron. And as you heard me say earlier, technology is miraculous, but it is certainly not perfect. So, yeah. But I'm glad we're connected now.
Got disconnected there for a second, but we're back. So a lot coming up this weekend in Hillsboro. Obviously, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, last Friday's Art Walk coinciding with that. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But I know you want to shout out to some of your town employees for an award they just won.
Oh, well, thank you for mentioning that, Aaron. It's time after time, our employees just stand up. They're innovative. They work hard. They go above the call of duty. And that's one of the reasons why we sleep well at night. I'm very, very happy that the North Carolina American Water Works Association, along with the North Carolina Water Environment Association, has selected one of our employees. This is maintenance supervisor Al Robertson as the outstanding wastewater collections operator of the year for North Carolina. He's been with us for 14 years. He's kind of moved up in the organization. You know, it's a very, very small team we have, just half dozen folks. But he has received an award for being really an outstanding person, the operator of the year in North Carolina. And on top of that, our entire wastewater system received the 2016 Wastewater Collection System of the Year. That's a big one. we're very, very happy about that. They look at small systems, large systems, small, medium, and large systems. And of course, we'd be a small system, but it's nice to know that our infrastructure, you know, sewer, and water, all those utilities are very important for every single person who is in town here. And to just know that they're in very good hands, very competent hands, people are working well. We certainly know about Clinton and other places nationally that you know, are people looking after the their infrastructure, are people taking care of it, you know, do people know what they're doing, and very happy in Hillsboro. We just have expert people, very, very competent, really in good hands. I'm proud. I don't know if you can notice that.
I did pick up on that a little bit, yeah. So I know we've talked about wastewater and the system that that you have in Hillsboro. What is it that makes that system stand out? I mean, it's state-level award-winning, so what is it that makes it unique?
Well, you know, one of this has to go, you know, and certainly in the Chapel Hill area, we're dealing with the Jordan Lake rules. We're in a totally different river basin in Hillsboro, the northern part of the county, right at the headwaters of the, you know, Falls Lake and Neuse River Basin. And because of these rules, our plant is held to an extremely high standard. We probably have the most state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant in the country. Seriously, people come from all around to look at it. What I have learned of how, in many ways, each one of these plants is kind of an entity to itself. It's there's certainly a lot of good practice and a lot of science behind it, but you know, part of that science is very organic. It's biologically based, and you know, you've got you know, all kinds of systems that have to work with the terrain and what's coming in and what's going out. And so, you know, it is complicated. And so we've got really important, you know, folks who are running a good, have designed a very good plant. They're operating a very good plant. And they're just, you know, spending a lot of attention. They continue to get themselves educated. We have the Eno River that flows right through the middle of town. We take out a little over 1 million gallons every single day, on average, for water purposes, and we put back almost 1 million gallons a day, and that goes right to the drinking water for Durham and for Raleigh. We want to be good stewards of the river and certainly of the water supplies for the Triangle area. So we're doing our part, and the people who are doing that every single day are employees, like Mr. Al Robertson. Kenny Keel is our engineer in charge of utilities, and we just have just very, very good people, you know, at a very good plant. So, again, I'm really proud. You know, we do our part as elected officials to budget, and we have a group of volunteers. There's our Water and Sewer Board who take a lot of detailed look about the operation, so there's a lot of community oversight, but it's those employees who are out there every single day. So kudos to them.
Awesome. So speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov, if you want more information about town government, and there's information there about the wastewater system, all of the honors and awards they just won. So we wrap up. We got to let you go here in a couple of minutes, but let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on in Hillsborough this weekend. We got Last Friday Art Walk coinciding with Black Friday this month, Small Business Saturday, a couple of really cool events happening in town there, too.
Well, yes, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
And happy Thanksgiving, of course, yeah. Yeah. We kind of skipped over that one, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot to be thankful for. In the coming weekend, of course, you know, one of my favorites, I have the gallery that's open last Friday, Art Walk, but got the Eno Gallery, Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, several other galleries, the Arts Council Gallery, there's a skylight, a lot of shops are open. So Friday night is a great time to come out to the town and kind of enjoy the restaurants, but particularly if you're an art lover, it will be very, very festive, a good time to catch the visual arts. And then if you're into history, the next day is a regulator tour. Of course, that's a very, very important part of North Carolina and American history in, you know, about 5 years before the Revolutionary War. But a little tour about through downtown about what the role the regulators played in Hillsborough. And then, of course, we're known now not only for history but, again, for the arts. There's a storytelling special right at Leland Little's auction house. Lovely, lovely spot, and it's home for the holidays. That is worth checking out at visit HillsboroughNC.com. That's where we annual event to benefit the historical museum of local writers who will be doing storytelling and talking about the holidays, and it's just a lovely, lovely event on Saturday evening.
Nice
hometown weekend in Hillsborough. You know, don't worry about all that shopping. Come out to Small Business Saturday and small town. We have two new shops that are open down right on King Street. So a little bookstore where Cup of Joe's used to be, and a beautiful Gourmet Grove. Just did a ribbon cutting for that, which does, you know, wonderful scented oils and balsamic vinegars and a lot of cooking supplies, and just a beautiful little shop. Actually, it's not so little. It's a pretty big shop. But so if you're into food, that's a new shop that's opened up. So it's a good weekend to come do your shopping and small business in Hillsborough. Come enjoy the art, take some tours, and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, sounds good. So visit HillsboroughNC.com if you want more information about events and happenings around Hillsborough. HillsboroughNC.gov if you want more information about town government. Mayor Stevens, we've got to let you go, but thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Aaron.